Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Bruce McIntosh, host of the Just a Runner's podcast. Today I had the opportunity to talk with Michelle Herschel and Emily Houston Pounds about the upcoming half marathon, the Youngstown Mill Creek Distance Classic, taking place in Mill Creek Park here in Youngstown. And I was joined by Don Gregory, my co-host. And we had a really great conversation. We'll get right into it here. And as far as updating my life, I am currently training, and you'll start hearing a lot more about my half marathon training ambitions and goals for the Glass City Half Marathon in Toledo, Ohio. That's on April 28th. So if you want to come, I'll also be running the Distance Classic that we talk about. So either one, sign up for either of them and come out and run with me. All right, let's get going. Want to get started?
Sure.
Because we have 27 minutes till Kravitz Baker here.
That's right, and I'm only here for the bagel.
All right. Welcome to Just a Runner's podcast. Co-host Dom's Gregory is here, and I am joined by Michelle Herschel and Emily Pounds of the Youngstown Roadrunners. You want to do a brief introduction, Michelle?
Sure. My name is Michelle Herschel. I'm the current president of the Youngstown Roadrunners, and this is our 34th year putting on the Mill Creek Distance Classic.
Emily, people might remember you from when you were on here before.
I'm Emily Houston Pounds. I am the PR admin / social media person for the club, and I'm here to talk about the Classic.
And, well, I probably have the most history with the Classic, not working it, but I ran it for the first time. I looked it up. 2005, I did the 5K. Swore I'd never run that 5K again. I haven't. I won't run the 5 mile of it, but I've done the half marathon first time in 2006. I've run it 10 times total, and this year will be my 11th time running it. So,
wow. Well, the good news, Bruce, is you don't have to ever run that 5K again since we changed it to a 5 mile race now along with our half marathon. So there, you're good.
The 5K was just too hard, so I did the half.
Makes perfect sense.
And, okay, this is the 34th year?
34th year.
And where are they starting from?
So, traditionally, we used to start at the old Morley Pavilion area, but the park, closed that area down to us, and now we start at Fellows Riverside Gardens in the Davis Center. Packet pickup's always in the basement downstairs, and then the starting is right literally in front of the building.
In the finish line?
Finish line, it finishes just past the old log cabin.
And when? What was the date?
This year, the date is March 3rd.
March 3rd. And 3 out of 4 of us here are running it.
I will be at the finish line. Someone has to be there, right?
Somebody has to be there.
Someone has to be there handing out the medals and making sure that everything's going according to plan.
Nice.
And were there any changes this year, anybody? If they ran it last year? I know it's changed since my first year running.
Yes and no. So no, the course has not changed from last year, but last year we did have the storm that took some trees and some power lines down. So literally at the start, we had to reroute people just for safety reasons. So it will go back to the original.
Well, it should go back. We don't have another ice storm.
Correct. Or down power line.
Well, actually, you're back to the more traditional date, the beginning of March, which always meant we had a snowstorm that day. Traditionally,
yes. And believe it or not, the years we have a blizzard, it seems like we have more runners. So, hey, you never know.
Because I know 1 year you had a blizzard was the 1 year I volunteered and I stood out on the course in freezing. It would have been nicer to run it because then my toes might not have froze. Mm-hmm. And Dawn, how many times have you run it?
I don't know. I was going to ask. I think I may have run it, but nice. I don't know. I know I've run. I've run things in the park before. I know I did that Green Cathedral. Was that what it was called? I did that one. So where would be a spot where I could look up if I ever ran it in the past? Does anybody know where the results would be?
We have results on our website. If you go to ytownrunners.org and you go to races, there's a tab that says results, and you can go back probably, I don't know, as far as 2010 or 11, I believe.
Okay. We haven't been around it that long, so it was definitely within that time frame.
Yeah, so it should be on there.
Okay.
What about you, Emily? Have you run it?
I did the 5K, I think, once, and I said I'd never do it again. The half maybe 2 or 3 times, and so it's been quite a while since I've done it, so I'm going to try again this year.
Have you ever run the course, Michelle?
I have run the course. I have not officially run the half marathon, but I have run the half marathon course as a training run, and I've done the 5K, I think, 5 times. But now, as president of the Roadrunners, somebody's got to be at the finish line and make sure that nothing goes awry during race day. So that's where I will be.
I know there was talk about going back to the old course, which used to start at WIC Recreation. Is that possible for the future?
It is. Actually, we were hoping that we could go back this year, but they still aren't quite ready with the new building to let people rent it out, including us. So hopefully next year we'll be able to go back to the original course.
Some people might not like that. Some people might be looking forward to it.
Nobody's ever completely happy. There's always somebody that's not happy. So
that's true.
Yeah. I would still say it was the hardest smile finishing a half marathon I could imagine. If there was one worse, I don't want to do that half. But you go up the staircase and then you went up to the big hill going to WIC. So it was, now you have a much friendlier.
We do have a friendlier finish, yes. Finish. It's much more flat.
But many of the hills on the course, many of the hills in Mill Creek Park are still on the course. So
the course actually does cover pretty much all of the old elements. Just the difference is the start and finish.
And people actually liked that finish. We got some complaints when we had to move to Davis that it was not going to be as good because it wasn't going to be as challenging at the finish.
Well, it is.
Those people will be very happy.
It's known for being a challenging half with lots of hills.
When I first got into running, Steve Hickson from Second Soul said, when I was going to do that half as my first half, he said, well, that's good. It's an 18-mile effort for 13 miles.
I a lot of times when I ran it was as a training run when I was doing full marathons, and I always thought it was a good training run to see where you're at. I don't judge my half time by going by the distance classic, never have.
Well. And that's what I'm thinking, like, this is going to be a training run because I'm running Boston in April, so it'll be a great training run for it. So you have a 5 mile And the half
marathon.
And like, what are the numbers? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the ratio? Do more people do the half or the 5 mile? Or
traditionally, we've always had a much larger turnout for the half marathon than we do for the 5 mile. I think it's one of those races where, you know, people do it year in and year out, and they're really dedicated to that because it is such a unique race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this year, if you register for the half marathon or the 5 mile by February 18th, you'll save some money too, because on February 19th, the price does go up, and then it goes up again, packet pickup on March 2nd, which is at Second Soul, and it goes up another $5 on race day if you actually register March 3rd. But you can absolutely do that.
Register on race day.
How many people traditionally run it? I know there's a date change.
Well, actually, the change has been, you know, due to COVID. We had those races back to back just because COVID shut everybody down, right?
Yeah.
For a couple of years. So our numbers did dip a little bit then. So we're hoping they come back up. We've had as many as 300 runners and as few as, I want to say during COVID, when we first came back, we had just right around 150 for both.
I did do the fall edition. The one,
yeah.
One year was at the, I'm pretty sure I did the fall one, and now we're, but that was a 1 year thing.
Right, and that was the postponement of that spring race. Kept, you know, pushing out until we were finally able to safely hold the event.
So this is the distance classic, right? And then, so you guys sponsor the marathon or the half marathon.
The used to be the Youngstown Marathon is Second Soul. That's their race.
Okay.
Now the Youngstown Roadrunners always have a water stop there and support the race.
Okay.
But that's not put on by us. Not,
okay. So do you guys do any other races besides this one that we're talking about today?
We used to do the Jingle Bell, which is now the Resolution Run. And we have a partnership now with Second Soul. So Second Soul actually puts that race on for us, but then donates the proceeds to the club.
Okay.
And the club members go out and volunteer on the course and volunteer at registration. Nice. And
I know the three of us were there volunteering. Me, you, and Emily. No, wait. You
I wasn't there this year, huh?
Well, pardon the vacuum.
I wasn't expecting that.
Pardon the vacuum.
And truthfully, the Roadrunners have a really good relationship with Second Soul and Boardman. Steve Hickson is one of the members, and he is in the Hall of Fame, and he has been a great club supporter as well.
And he helps us with the shoe program, part of what we
Exactly. So, a lot of races say that they are nonprofit and they're charity runs, and yet they keep most of the money for themselves and donate very little of it. That isn't how the Roadrunners work. We are 100% a nonprofit organization. We all volunteer our time. No one gets paid a penny of anything. We don't take any of the money. All the money goes back into the community. And the money is from the Distance Classic goes to, we have a scholarship program at YSU. So every year we donate money to YSU from the profits of the race to help that continue that scholarship. And it goes to a local child going to YSU who's going to run cross country. In addition, we have a shoe program, as Emily just mentioned. So children that cannot afford to buy good running shoes that are running track or cross country for their schools, the coach can identify that child. All they have to do is reach out to Second Soul and tell them that they have a kid that needs shoes. And the store sets it up with the coach. They bring the child in. They get fitted for a good pair of running shoes. And I get a call from Second Soul that says, we fitted a child, and they send me an invoice. And again, we do partner with Second Soul on that because Steve sells those shoes to the Roadrunners at his cost.
Nice.
So that way, we can do as much as, buy more shoes that way.
Right, nice.
And we also don't know who the child is because we don't ever want anyone to feel like there's a stigma or, mm-hmm. have a child embarrassed that someone else had to pay for their shoes. So it is what it is. We just pay the bill.
Yeah, that's cool.
So how long have you been president or with the Roadrunners?
Oh, gosh. So I ran my first marathon in 2006 and became a member of the Roadrunners then in 2007. Is kind of when I learned about it. And again, I learned about it from, purchasing my shoes from Second Soul. And, they told me about the Roadrunners, and I became a member. And I was a member for quite a few years before I joined the board. And then I joined the board actually doing our race book. So I was the person that, reached out to all the race directors and got all the races that we put in our race book that we put together every year. And from there, I just, continued to grow with the organization. And this is my third term as president.
Well, are you, what's your duties with the Roadrunners?
I joined the board, I guess, pretty early on. I took over for Dan Shields when he was doing the website and the PR. So what I do is I maintain our website, whitetownrunners.org. I also manage the Facebook page along with some other members of the board. I try to reach out to all the news organizations for the race. We reach out to sponsors, so if there's anyone that would love to sponsor the Distance Classic, we'd love to have you. That's pretty much what I do.
Emily also makes sure that everybody that does sponsor a race, that there is a sign at the finish line that she has created with their logo, so that everyone knows when they cross the finish line, who has supported
when you come
us.
In to the finish line, you'll see them in a line all the way up. So we have Panera, Second Soul,
Subaru. Culligan
Water, yes. So
those have been supporters of ours year after year. So
out on the course, since you mentioned water, how many water stops are there?
We have three water stops.
That's not too bad for a half, but the way the course is set up, you go past them probably a couple
of them at least twice.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So we have three separate water stops, but the way the course is, it loops around and you do pass you pass two of the water stops twice.
Because I know some of those hills, you get to go up and down.
Yeah, so fun.
So, Now, Emily, I know you'd be volunteering if you weren't running it.
Oh, yes, yes. So, normally I'm at the finish line and packet pickup and all over.
Well, you could still do packet pickup on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I am still doing that, and I'll probably still be there in the morning before the race because I do have to put all the signs out. And, you know, if I can still walk, I'm going to come out to the finish line at the end. So I'll still be around.
So you can pick up the packets race morning.
You can pick them up race morning at the Davis Center in the park, or you can pick them up the day before if you prefer at Second Soul. I believe it's 11 to 2. We'll have people set up and ready.
And what time does the race start?
So the half marathon starts at 8:45 in the morning, and the 5 mile starts at 9.
Okay. You can sleep in that day, Don.
Oh,
you will. But
you can sign up race day morning as well if you would like.
Absolutely, we will be there. We can take cash, credit cards, checks.
I've seen her on the credit card machine. She's pretty good. She has experience. What about the shirt, medal? And how's the shirt look? Do you have the shirts yet?
Well, we have the actual shirts. We don't have the design finalized yet. We're working on it. So we're trying to do something a little different this year. So we're going to vote on the design and have that ready to go by race day.
Yep, so we'll actually vote on that on Tuesday.
Long sleeve, short sleeve?
Long sleeve.
Long sleeve.
They're long sleeve.
What color?
They are gray. They're gray long sleeve. They're the really super soft.
Kind of like that, right? Color?
Yeah, cottony ones.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Like the really soft ones. So, something different this year, changing it up a bit. Same thing with the medals. We have a new medal design this year. So, it should be fun. It's a surprise. Fun. You've got
it's
to wait.
It's a surprise.
Got to sign up to see the shirt.
That's right.
I will sign up before the 18th.
That's right.
I just got to get around to it.
Well, if not, you can still do it. Just cost you a little more money. And you can sign up. You can mail a paper form in, or you can sign up online on Run Sign Up.
Yeah. If you go to the Second Soul, I think it's secondsoulracing.com. Second Soul Timing. It's on there. You can get there and sign up.
It's on our Facebook page, and it's on our website.
You posted last year's on the way.
I fixed it, yes. I thought they would refresh the same one, but they do not. So.
No, I saw that, and then when I hit it, I said, this last year?
Yeah, we got it.
So maybe for those listening who don't already know, like, what are the benefits of joining the Youngstown Roadrunners?
So I know that sometimes there's a lot of preconceived notions that if you join the Youngstown Roadrunners, you've got to be the super fast runner that runs a lot of distance and qualifies for Boston. And we do have those people. We also have people that walk. We have people that run short distances. We have people that are just starting out. It really is, our motto is fitness for life. And it really is fitness for life. So at whatever stage of your life you're in and whatever your fitness level, everybody is welcome. And we have people, at all different levels. And when you join, you get a lot of things. Besides the fact that you get group runs and you get to meet a lot of new people that are like-minded, we have different events throughout the year. So in January, we do a chili run. Valentine's Day, we do a Valentine's Day run where people bring a covered dish. We do 2 pancake runs during the year. We also offer free route training. So you can get a free plan to go from couch to 5K or to try to qualify for the Boston Marathon, everything in between. So we have certified running coaches. That is free to all of our members. And to join, it's $25 for, a single or family. It's the same, but really, you really do get a lot for that $25.
And nice. Throughout all the cold months, you do rent a cabin, and that's a big...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So every Sunday, we run in the park. And in the summertime, we'll meet at different places, but from... late fall through early spring, we have a cabin rented and the cabins are heated. We have coffee, we have cookies, even on the non like special runs where we do like pancakes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, very nice.
And we get a 10% discount at Second Soul as a member.
And if you aren't a member and you decide you want to sign up, if you go to Second Soul in person and sign up there, Second Soul is offering a free gift as well with your new membership.
Yeah, I saw something about that, but I didn't know. So, So they're helping get people, more people signed up.
We are hoping, yes.
Yes, yes. Again, they are a good steward of the community as well, and have been really good proponents of the club. So yeah, they're trying to help us get some new members as well. And they're doing a Valentine's run.
Yes.
In combination with Just a Running Group. So Just a Running Group and the Youngstown Roadrunners will be at on Valentine's Day at Second Soul in Boardman.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get a good crowd. We should. I mean, what else do you want to do on Valentine's Day?
Well, I heard there's heart-shaped pizzas.
There's supposed to be heart-shaped pizza. Steve Hickson's supplying pizza for after drinks. There was something, I don't know what they are, but there might be some prizes given away. And
Brooks is going to do a shoe demo.
And yes, nice. Brooks will be there for a shoe demo. I don't know how many shoes he's bringing, but maybe I hope he has plenty. So we want to get there early just to make sure you get shoes to try out if you want to do that.
May I ask a question about that? When they do a shoe demo, do they literally let you run in those shoes?
Yes.
They bring a bunch of sizes. Cool. And
nice.
Yeah.
If you want to try out a pair of Brooks shoes, that would be the time to do it.
Get to run in them for free and decide for yourself
if you like them or not. It's a great way to try out a pair of shoes.
And for those of you who don't know who Steve Hickson is, because we keep throwing his name out, he is the owner of Second Soul. So he's the owner of the Second Soul, and he's usually at the Boardman store.
Yeah, most of the time I go in there, he's there. So, and he's pretty helpful, and I actually do buy most of my shoes from them, so... Except when I go to a race and forget my shoes. But right. I don't think they'll deliver to the one time I went to Corning, New York.
They might. You never know. He's pretty accommodating.
I was doing the half and wine glass half.
Yeah, whoops.
That was a few years ago and got there and realized I didn't have my running shoes.
That's the first thing that goes on my list.
Yes. It is now. I haven't forgotten. So I ended up buying a pair of shoes at the expo.
Oh, my.
So.
And running in new shoes that aren't broken in. Oh, my.
Well, actually, that's not as bad as it used to be, because the way they build shoes now, because I was listening to something about it, that they don't last as long, but they're ready to go out of the box. Generally, with most of your new running shoes, you should be able to go out and run.
I don't want to test my feet.
I didn't want to test the theory, but
no, thanks.
I wore them for like walking around all the rest of that day, which. In Corning, New York, at the expo and going around that town, I had did a lot more walking than I should have before the day before a half. But that's a whole nother story.
Right?
And since you haven't been on here before, Michelle, most people that are associated with Roadrunners should know you, I would imagine. But you've been running, you said, since 2006 or before that?
I started out running just before that, and...
When was your first marathon? Because you mentioned it was in 2006.
My first marathon was 2006. It was the Cleveland Marathon.
That was 2006, I did Towpath, and then the next spring in 2007, I did Cleveland.
The full as well?
Yes.
Okay, I did the half that year in Cleveland.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and literally, that's how I started running distance, was I initially just started to run a little bit to try and get in shape, and you know, my metabolism had started to slow down a little bit and thought, I better do something. So I started to run, you know, went to a gym, got a trainer, and he's like, you gotta do more cardio. So I started to run, and I was doing like 3 miles. And then I found out that Second Soul had a run group on Saturday mornings at that time. And there was a bunch of girls there that were training to run their first marathon. And I was like, oh, what's that? So, lo and behold, they sucked me in, and 2006, I ran Cleveland, and I really didn't start running until 2005. And then, you know, that's all she wrote. Once you do your first one, you kind of get sucked in.
Yes.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah, because, the Towpath Marathon was really small, but then when I went and did Cleveland, I think that's actually what more got me. I know some people love the small marathons, but I'm more
the energy of the crowd. Yeah, I agree.
For a half, I'm fine going to do a small half, and then small local races, 5Ks or whatever. But for the marathon, I like the big crowd, the big event, and everything. Ian,
I agree. I like the energy that you can draw from, and you know, in those last few miles when you're really struggling, to still have people out there and cheering is definitely a motivator to help get you through.
How many have you done? How many marathons or half marathons have
I
you
have
done?
I have done 3 full marathons, and I'm not sure how many halves. I know that every year I do at least 2.
That's your favorite distance, the half?
It's more manageable.
Okay.
Running a full takes so much time to train, and with, you know, busy work schedules and life, sometimes it's just easier to do a half.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, it is. And what do you have coming up this year? Do you have your 2 halves picked out? I know one of them, but...
I will be running the Disney Princess half in Orlando, so that'll be the first time I've ever done a Disney race. So we'll see how that goes.
Very fun.
I think there might be a lot more picture taking and stopping. I hear that as well. So I'll let you know for sure. And I'm not sure yet what I'll do for the fall.
When's your Disney?
It is coming up. So I'm leaving on the 22nd.
Okay, this month.
Of this month, yeah. So it's this month.
Yeah, I remember you said it was the end of the month.
It's the 25th. So Sunday, February 25th is the actual race.
Fun.
And Emily, what about you? What's coming up besides the distance classic?
Besides the distance classic. Well, I have to actually sign up for all the things I listed in the last podcast. But I want to do the Youngstown 5-miler again. That's another good one from Second Soul in April. The Akron Marathon, just to have something in the fall. Oh, what else did I say? I can't remember. There might be one other one in there.
The only one I remember, you were doing Akron Marathon. Oh, you were talking about the one in April, the Y-Town 10-miler, 5-miler.
Yeah, 5-miler, and that's,
You weren't decided which one you wanted to do
I'm
yet.
I'm probably going to do the 5.
She keeps saying 5.
Yeah.
She'll do the 10.
A couple 5-milers. Well, she won. I didn't realize it, but she won the 5-miler last year.
You won it?
Yeah, because all the other really fast girls did the 10. So.
Oh, please.
Peace Race, that was the other one I was going to do. Peace Race, because that's a big one.
Oh, well, you're doing the full at Akron, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be a big one.
Yeah.
And they put on a good race.
Yeah. Is that the one that you tumbled at?
I did. They did put on a good race, but be careful because there's a lot of pavers.
Well, you know.
And pavers are uneven.
Amanda tripped at that one, too.
Yeah. That's the first time I've literally fallen on my face in a race.
I'll have to watch my feet because. Yeah.
I've done it once. But that was at the old turnpike.
That one's pretty.
That one, yeah, the road was pretty chopped up. I did that one as well. Thankfully, I stayed upright though.
Yeah.
But Akron, not so much.
And
I tripped at one as well. I can't remember which one I tripped at a marathon.
That's my only DNF in any. In a half.
Oh.
I did DNF a marathon once.
Me too. It's okay.
Dropped down in a couple too, but.
Good.
Well, I did get talked into another yesterday. I got talked into another Second Soul race, the 3:30 race on March 30th.
Oh yes,
what is that?
Nice.
It's a 3.3-mile race taking place at Second Soul. I think they do the roads behind there.
Mm-hmm.
It also happens to be Aaron Burns' birthday. That's how I got talked
into
it.
What day is March 30th?
It's a Saturday.
Okay.
It's actually the day before Easter this year.
Is it? It might be.
Oh yeah, because the 31st is
March 31st is Easter. Oh.
Well, what happened? Aaron found out it was falling on her birthday, and
so that's how we're celebrating Aaron's birthday.
I guess so. That's what.
Isn't she the one you call the mayor?
Yes, it's the mayor's birthday, so
you have to do something.
I have to do it. So
yeah,
well, there it is.
So, but that's another race being put on by Second Soul, and so it should be another good race. It's first year that might be the only year because it happened at Saturday Second.
All the threes.
The 3:30, which is the area code here.
330, yeah.
Is it a morning race?
Yes.
Okay, a morning.
Something else I guess we failed to mention is besides the Sunday runs, every Wednesday, the club joins up with Second Soul and we do a run from there at 6 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. So lots of different opportunities to get out and join the club.
Yeah, I've become pretty regular on Sunday mornings and with the cabins throughout the winter, it does make a big difference.
And I would like to become more regular, because I always think of, like, it's so far from my house, but it literally was 25 minutes for me to get here this morning, which is not awful.
Well, you're coming from Portland, so.
Yeah, from Portland, but it wasn't.
Have Scott drive you. It'll take 15 minutes.
Well, that's one of the nice things about the park. You know, Mill Creek Park is kind of centrally located for everybody, whether you're coming from, you know, Columbiana County, Trumbull County, or Mahoning County.
Yes. And it is such a nice group of people, and it is so many nice different events that you guys put on for your members. Yeah.
I mean, that's part of my favorite part of Sundays. After the run, you have the however long you want to sit with everybody and have a cup of coffee and just catch up and chat. It's a great way to really meet some people and make some great friends.
And Emily brings up a great point about that, too, is, you know, Emily's much faster than I am, but yet at the end of the runs on Sunday, we're both in the cabin together, and we can sit and talk and have a cup of coffee, and you know, so it doesn't matter what pace you're running, we all end up there eventually at the end.
Yeah, super fun.
Ian, was there anything else about the Distance Classic you'd like to let people know?
Once again, you know, if you sign up before
February 18th,
you'll save a little bit of money. It's right now $45 for the half and $35 for the 5 mile. It does go up in increments of 5 for the half marathon and increments of 3 for the 5 mile until February 25th. If you go packet pickup, then it's $55 for the half and $40 for the 5 miles. So.
And if they joined the Youngstown Roadrunners, they could get a discount code, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So members of the Youngstown Roadrunners get $3 off of the 5 mile, and they get $5 off the half marathon.
And if you want to be out there but you can't run, or you have somebody else that's running and you want to be out there cheering, you can also be a course volunteer. We need people at water stops, finish line, packet pickup. So just let us know.
And if you run it, you get to run with me, Emily, or Don, and Don.
And if you want to volunteer, you can hang out with me at the finish line or with some of the other members at some of the water stops. And if you've never done a water stop, they're really fun.
So fun, yes.
Yes, we have ours that we do with the Youngstown Marathon every year now. And we're at the bottom of Big Bear.
Yeah, it's fun.
That water stops can be a lot more fun than you think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can.
All right. Let's go get bagels.
Let's go get bagels.
Deal.